For the first 14 years of her life, Sarah Feigl was kind of just waiting for adulthood to kick in. Growing up in Lake Bluff, Illinois, she didn't care if she was picked last in gym class, and she remembers being unfazed by stuff that other kids found gross.
You know, when you're kids and they have those smelly markers and everybody hates the black licorice one, like I just always like faked it. Like I just thought, oh, I didn't get a good whiff and I don't feel like keep doing this. You know, I just want to move on with whatever we're doing, you know.
Well, moments like that one with the markers.
So when I was 15, my friends kind of started getting into like perfumes and body sprays and stuff like that. And I just always thought when they would spray it, like I didn't get a good whiff. Like I didn't understand like how it worked. And then one day my friend was like spraying her new body spray all over the place and she annoyed me that day. And so I was like a little ticked with her and she asked me like, well, how does it smell? And I was like, this doesn't smell like anything. Like you've just wasted $12. Like it's just purple water and you're just spraying it around. Like, this is so stupid. It was supposed to smell like lavender. And so she said that, and it was like the first time that someone that I had to like really think of like, what did lavender smell like? And my mom had like a lavender bush in her garden and everything, and I was like, okay, but like, I can't think of anything. And like my whole brain was just like going through every memory, like, well, grass, does grass smell? No, I don't think so. And then like flowers, do flowers smell? I don't really know. And like, I just was just walking to my house just being like, I can't think of anything. I'm just like going through the memory banks just trying to remember like, what do cookies, you know, like had to smell food at some point. Like, did you know, you know, like fart and poop, like did you never notice? Like, but I didn't. Like, I don't think I've ever smelled anything. And so it was a very odd realization. When I got home, I told my dad, I was like, you know, I can't think of a moment that I smelled. And his mom doesn't have a sense of smell. And my cousin doesn't have a sense of smell. So it's kind of hereditary, I think. So he was unfazed a little by it. And his way of testing it was that, so him and my brother went to Taco Bell and, you know, ate a bunch of food and then put me in this really little linen closet. And then farted, like just came in and like let loose and then shut the door. And they were like, all right, you're in a confined space with like our Taco Bell farts. Like, do you smell anything? And I was like, no, I don't smell anything. That was how I knew. I remember kind of being more embarrassed that I didn't know, because you're 15 and you're like, how did you not realize you didn't have a sense for so long? But I think I just didn't. I've gone to a few doctors where they've like looked up and I've done like CAT scans and there's just nothing has ever come up. It's just how it is. And so I just assume it's like hereditary. Sometimes I get a little sad about it just because like I want to know what everyone else is experiencing. I would love to know just like what flowers smell like, just because that one is very odd, because it's like, I assume it's sugary. I don't quite know. Like there's certain smells that I find I would like to know what they smell like, mainly because people explain them as bad and good. And so like weed's a good one where they say it smells like a skunk and a skunk smells bad. But then people will be like, oh, you smell that? And I'd be like, why would, you know what I mean? Like, why is a skunk smell bad, but then in like a marijuana, it's okay that it smells like that, you know? What do I smell like? So like remembering to put deodorant on is extremely difficult because like I've never smelled an armpit. I've never like smelled that bad thing to make sure that I didn't do it. I will say that like that's one of my hardest things is like living alone. There was one time where I left the stove on and melted an entire plastic spoon. And I like went in the kitchen and I was like, did I have Alfredo sauce? Like, I don't remember doing that. And I was like, oh my God, that's a spoon. And I had this huge headache because I was burning plastic for like 3 hours. So it does affect my sense of taste. It's hard because, like, I've never known anything different. So people will ask, but it's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to taste like, you know? I accidentally opened a jar of spaghetti sauce and I couldn't remember if it was open or if I just opened it. And it looks fine, but I don't know that. And so I have to, like, bring it to work and, like, embarrassingly, like, ask someone to smell it because I'll never know. And I do get a lot of, like, food poisoning because of that. Like, I always, because I think everything's fine and I eat it. And then usually I was supposed to throw it out maybe a couple days ago. People will ask me, like, well, what does coffee taste like? And then, like, I question it because I'm like, well, okay, I don't, how would I explain coffee? And then I'm like, I guess it's just, like, a hot water that feels denser. And then, like, they'll kind of elaborate where they'll be like, well, what about tea? Like, do you taste the different types of tea? And then, like, all of a sudden I realize, like, no, I don't. I just use a bunch of different teas, obviously for, like, caffeine and, like, you know, other purposes. But, like, green tea and black tea, like, they taste the same. My cousin, who's, like, younger, I think kind of, like, learns from me a little bit. It's entertaining though, because we do love going to, like, 3-4 day music festivals. And so we are amazing at it because, like, I can not shower for 4 days. Like, I don't smell anything. People don't bother me. Like, I'll sit in this smelly, gross crowd in Tennessee with 100-degree weather and, like, porta potties. I'm amazing at going in porta potties. Like, they don't gross me out. But for the most part, it's kind of a win in a way. You know, it's a really good selling point on dating websites. Like, you know, you can smell like whatever. Fart away.
That's Sarah Feigl. She lives in Seattle.